Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. Leslie Curran here once again saying, hello and welcome to the broadcast. Right at the outset of our programmes for this week here on Premier, may I say that our minister in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, is most grateful to the many listeners who have made contact with him in recent weeks. Do remember that he's always glad to help with any spiritual problems or questions that you may have. And you can contact him either by letter or telephone. His address and telephone number are coming up at the end of the programme. This week, our guest preacher is the Reverend Austin Allen, and today he's letting the Bible speak on the new birth, and that's after these words in song.
There was a time on earth when in the book of death, an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went into the keeper and said, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day. But I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw some pain and woe, I said that I would settle and settle long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago. Oh, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin. For thus he has commanded, if you will enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, in here you'll not regret it, you settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
I want to talk to you for a few minutes on the subject entitled The New Birth. I want to emphasize particularly the necessity of the new birth. When the Lord Jesus walked this earth, he met many people, some religious and some irreligious. I suppose one of the most religious men that Jesus ever addressed was a man called Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That man came one night to the Lord Jesus and spoke to the Savior. And the Savior said to him, ye must be born again. The Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Today we hear much talk about being born again. We hear people refer to themselves or refer to others as born again. We hear the phrase so frequently, I am a born again Christian. Now people use that term, implying that there are some other kind of Christian. The Bible recognizes no other kind of Christian other than one who has experienced the new birth. I want to emphasize the necessity of this wonderful experience, the experience of new birth. And I want to say that I cannot overemphasize the necessity of the new birth. To bring home the truth of the new birth, could I illustrate it to you by telling you a story about a man called Bishop Taylor Smith. Bishop Taylor Smith was a bishop in the Church of England. He also sat in the House of Lords. But while he sat in the House of Lords and was a bishop in the Church of England, he was well known as a convention speaker. and he would travel many parts of the world preaching the gospel and expounding the scriptures. On one occasion, he was having a great old-time convention in Canada. He was in the city of Toronto, and while he was there, he was approached by some friends from America. They asked him to come into America and preach to them. He checked his schedule, and he saw that he could travel down one day and preach and make his way back to be in the meeting in Toronto in the evening. And so he made his arrangements for travel. He boarded the train, and he sat himself back in the seat and began to read a book, was sitting comfortably, when the train stopped at the border of the United States of America. Customs men boarded the train. They were making their way from seat to seat, from passenger to passenger, and they came eventually to where Bishop Taylor Smith was sitting. And they said, "Sir, could we see your passport?" The bishop started to look for his passport, and to his embarrassment, he had left his hotel without taking his passport with him. He started to explain to those customs men as to who he was. He said, "I am a bishop. I sit in the House of Lords. I am well known." Those gentlemen said to him, "Sir, we need to see your passport." Bishop Taylor Smith said, "Gentlemen, I want you to understand that I have a passport. I have left it behind in the hotel room. I am traveling without it, but I want to assure you that I have a passport." And those customs officers said, "Sir, you must leave the train." The bishop said, "Look, you gentlemen just don't understand that I am expected in America. I'm only going into the country for a little while, and I'll be returning this evening again." The customs man said, "Sir, if you had a passport, there'd be no difficulty." The bishop said, "Gentlemen, let's be reasonable about this. I have an appointment. I must keep that appointment. I have friends who can vouch for me in Canada and in the United States. I want you to know that I'll only be in your country a matter of hours at the most. But I must make my journey to keep my appointment." And the customs man said, "Sir, without the passport, you must leave the train." And so the bishop got up from his seat, took hold of his briefcase, and said, "Gentlemen, I want to thank you. You've been gracious with me. You've been firm. You've done your job. But now let me do mine. You're traveling on a journey. You're journeying to eternity. I must ask, have you got your passport?" He said, "Gentlemen, unless you have a passport, you cannot enter heaven. The passport is absolutely essential. Your name must be written there. There must be a record of your birth. Only those who have the new birth can enter heaven." And so the bishop was emphasizing the necessity of the new birth. And I want to say to you today that without the new birth, you cannot be in the Lord's family. Without the experience of the new birth, you cannot be in the Lord's heaven. Without the experience of the new birth, you cannot escape hell. You personally must be born again. You must know that mighty work of regeneration of the Holy Spirit. You must know conviction. You must confess your sin. You must forsake your sin and turn from it and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save those who are lost. I wonder, will you, where you are right now, ask the Lord Jesus to save your precious soul? May God give you help and grace to call upon him for his salvation. If you experience a new birth, it is a transformation. It is a change. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If you were to undergo that mighty transformation, you'd be brought out of the devil's family into God's family. You would pass from death unto life. You'd be able to say with Isaac Watts, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." The Lord Jesus says to you today, as he said to Nicodemus of old, "Ye must be born again." The Lord Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So I want to emphasize the necessity of the new birth. And the way to know the new birth is to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. He loves you. He longs that you would just ask Him now where you are. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know You died for sinners. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take my sin away and be my Savior. May God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.